Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. Three British bankers have lost their appeal against extradition to the United States. The three are accused of conspiring with former Enron executive Andrew Fastow and other Enron leaders to commit fraud. But these three Britons insist they should be tried in the UK, and they say the US is misusing war on terror powers to get at alleged white-collar criminals abroad. Joining us from the Marketplace London Bureau is Stephen Beard. Stephen, what exactly are these three bankers accused of?
They're accused of defrauding their employer, a British bank, of around $7 million. Now, this involved, as you say, some Enron executives, which is why US prosecutors got involved. But the three bankers say they're British, their alleged offence was committed here in the UK, their alleged victim is a British bank. They argue they should be tried in Britain, and they've been fighting a long and bitter campaign to avoid extradition to the US.
And why so desperate to avoid American courts?
Because they reckon they'll be treated far more harshly there than here. One of the bankers, David Birmingham, says even if they're eventually found not guilty in the US, they'll still be put through the ringer.
On arrival in America, having been extradited, you will be incarcerated in a federal penitentiary pending trial, and on average it takes up to 2 years to get to trial. Any costs of defending yourself in that trial, even if you are found not guilty, are non-refundable, and in white-collar cases tend to run to millions of dollars.
And if found guilty, they're likely to get much stiffer penalties in the US than here, up to 20 years in jail there, for example, compared with probably less than 7 years here.
Stephen, forgive me for not knowing more about this case, but where does the war on terror get in here?
Well, the bankers are being extradited under a procedure which was rushed through in Britain after 9/11 and was clearly aimed at allowing the US to extradite suspected terrorists much more quickly than before. For example, there's now no requirement to make even an outline case against the suspect. All the US has to do is establish their identity and ask for them back.
And it's not just terror suspects?
No. In fact, more than half the people the US has asked for are accused of financial offences like fraud and price fixing. The three bankers say the US authorities are simply using this anti-terror measure to extend their power to get hold of alleged white-collar criminals. Now, these bankers have one more right of appeal. We'll follow that case in Marketplace in the weeks ahead. Meanwhile, in today's program, we'll take a look at how hotels in New Orleans are recovering in time for Mardi Gras.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen Beard of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.